president to make the case for a border wall.
The American people will hear from the president tonight that we have a crisis.
Shutdown victims face questions.
Do I put gas in my car to get to a job that's not paying me? Do I purchase my prescription drugs?
Clemson routes Alabama for national title.
I feel amazing. Go Tigers!
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaffe, and President Trump will make a primetime speech tonight, his chance to explain why a southern border is so crucial. Money for it is at the heart of a partial government shutdown, now into its 18th day. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Stephen Portnoy. He's live at the White House.
Well, it's one of the more powerful weapons in a president's PR arsenal, and the president says his first Oval Office address will highlight what he will call the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. What remains unclear is whether he'll declare a national emergency in an effort to build the border wall with military construction funds without approval from Congress. Vice President Pence says that remains under consideration, and this morning he told CBS's Major Garrett that Democrats have been invited here for another round of talks. But Pence accuses them of not negotiating.
What I heard this weekend in this room from top aides for Leader Schumer and Speaker Pelosi is that the Democrats refuse to negotiate until the president reopens the government.
Democrats, who will offer a response to the president tonight, have urged Mr. Trump to agree to measures that would fund agencies unrelated to the border wall fight. He's rejected that.
I'm Vicki Barker. The Trump administration says it's bringing in furloughed IRS workers to ensure tax refunds are issued on time. But many accountants have their doubts, and those IRS workers will likely be working without pay. Prison officers, air traffic controllers, and airport security screeners among the 400,000 government employees who've been ordered to work without paychecks. The Transportation Security Administration admits more airport screeners have been calling in sick, apparently as a result. And pilots' unions warn more flights may have to be canceled or delayed if the shutdown continues. For a look at how all this is affecting the families of federal workers, here's CBS's Adriana Diaz.
When Sarah Watterson left work on New Year's Eve, she still had a job, but no sense of security.
So you have to go to your landlord and say, I don't know how I'm going to pay you. I've never had to do that.
The former Marine now works as an office manager for the EPA in Kansas.
We're trying to cut the grocery bills just down to the necessities. We don't live extravagantly, so it's hard to cut out any bills.
Do your kids sense that something's going on?
Absolutely. They want to know why there aren't certain foods in the house. They want to know why we can't go out to eat.
According to the real estate website Zillow, unpaid federal workers will owe $438 million this month in mortgage and rent payments.
Overseas, National Security Advisor John Bolton is in Ankara. He wants Turkey to refrain from attacking Kurdish forces who have fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS in Syria. In Beijing, Asia correspondent Ben Tracy tells us North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is in China.
It is widely believed that Kim Jong-un is here to talk with President Xi ahead of what is expected to be more summits this year with the president of South Korea as well as with President Trump. The White House has said that President Trump is eager to meet with Kim Jong-un again, that they are trying to work out the logistics of what would be their second summit, including the location. President Trump says that summit could be announced very soon.
Well, last fall, the voters spoke in Florida. Now more than a million Floridians who served their time for felony crimes get a key right restored today. CBS's Peter King says they can now register to vote.
David Ayala is 45. He's never voted.
I lost my right to vote before I was even eligible to vote.
Ayala says he'd been in trouble since age 12, a convicted felon by 16, serving hard time in places like New York's Rikers Island. He was out of prison by age 33, but couldn't even vote for his own wife. She ran for public office. Now he says he has more of a voice to help people like him.
We can begin to reduce the recidivism rate and increase public safety. Us as returning citizens, we know what it takes to do that.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Back in 2004, when Cyntoia Brown was 16, she killed a man in his Tennessee home. Prosecutors said it was a robbery. Brown said she was a sex trafficking victim. She got life in prison. Now, Governor Bill Haslam has granted clemency. Brown is now 30 and on the verge of getting a college degree. Houston Gordon is her attorney.
To watch her go from where she was to where she is the most amazing thing that I've seen in my almost five decades of practice.
In Southern California, ex-con Anthony Rauta has been charged with killing a man who was with his daughters at a campground last summer. CBS's Jamie Yukis.
Authorities reportedly say the 42-year-old was a survivalist who lived off stolen food while often sleeping outside in the Malibu area. He now faces multiple charges, including the murder of 35-year-old Tristan Baudette. Melissa Titangelo is also one of the victims named in the complaint against Rauta.
My boyfriend walked around and he was like, that's a bullet hole. And I was like, okay, it is.
Ballistics linked Rauta's gun to Baudette's murder, as well as to at least five other shootings in the area.
Well, just hours after a Massachusetts court appearance in his felony groping case, actor Kevin Spacey was pulled over for speeding at Reagan National Airport outside D.C. He was let off with a warning. College football powerhouses met in last night's national title game. CBS's Steve Futterman says a close battle early turned lopsided.
Clemson will win its third national championship in college football.
Clemson controlled the game almost from start to finish. Alabama led only once, 16-14 early in the second quarter. That's when Clemson took over, scoring the next 30 points. The Clemson fans who made the cross-country trip to see the game were ecstatic.
I feel amazing. Go Tigers!
And Clemson coach Dabo Swinney called his team one of the best ever.
We came in with the mindset that we were going to attack. And we did. The whole night we attacked.
There was some history made last night. Clemson became the first college team in over a century to end the season with 15 wins and no defeats. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the National Championship game in Santa Clara, California.
Amazon is now the most valuable publicly traded company in the U.S., edging past Microsoft. For a while, patients were not the center of attention at a hospital in Alaska when a moose paid a visit.
Mama Moose.
Stephanie Hupton is a physical therapist at Regional Hospital in Anchorage. She pulled out her cell phone and started recording the animal chomping on bushes near the hospital entrance. She followed the moose as it walked through a door stuck in the open position because of the extreme cold. It left after 10 minutes without causing any injuries or damage.
Oh, there she goes. Bye, Moose.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
House Democrats are due to introduce a bill today that will expand background checks for sales and transfers of guns. It comes on the 8th anniversary of the attack on former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords and others in Arizona. The measure is likely to face opposition in the Senate and at the White House. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.